everyone. Welcome to episode 251, When Kids Push Your Buttons. Welcome to the Harmony in the Home podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Hutchison. I'm a counselor, a life coach, and most importantly, an imperfect mom doing this work right along with you. And my goal on our podcast is to go from chaos to calm, feel less frazzled, and have more fun within your four walls to have more harmony in your home. Now, I know this podcast is going to get so many listens just because of the title. And before I start, I want to talk to you about pocket coaching, which can help you so much if you're struggling with your parenting or your marriage or organizing your house or staying accountable with your fitness goals. Whatever it is, pocket coaching can help you because it's an accountability to stay conscious in whatever area you want. And it also helps me because it helps me stay conscious in the areas that I'm working on. I will share stories of things that are going on in my life. And if you're going through something, I've probably gone through it or I'm going through it currently. So, and the best part is that it's on the go. So it's really good if you're a busy mom or a busy dad, go to coachingkelly.com and go to Work With Me tab and sign up there. And I cannot wait. And I'll send you the link to join. When I went to Evolve a couple years ago, I think it was the first one. And Evolve is a parenting conference that Dr. Shefali has put on for so many years. I don't think she's doing it this year, which broke my heart because I literally emailed them to find out the date. And they're like, we're not doing it this year. I'm like, what? Oh my goodness. I had to miss last year because everything that was going on with my dad. And I think that was the only year I missed. I think I had another work conference a couple years ago that I couldn't go at the same time. It was like a leadership retreat and it was all expense paid. And I was like, oh, I want to go to Evolve so bad. It's that amazing to go. So it kind of broke my heart in a million pieces when she said there was no date this year because I usually work around it. Anyway, it was my first Evolve. My jaw was on the floor the entire day and the entire weekend, I'm sorry. And then we were on day two and she just casually mentioned something that I remember where I was sitting and it was one of those lightning bolt moments. And hopefully it'll be a lightning bolt for you too. But she said it so casually, like everybody already knew and everybody nodded their head. And I just looked around like, what did she just say? And it sounds silly to say out loud, but she said, okay, so I think this was Saturday and we had met Friday night. And so Saturday morning, she just kind of recapped what we talked about Friday night or what she talked about while we all listened. And she said, so just to review, everybody knows that no one can push your buttons. You know that, right? And everyone was like, yeah. And I looked around. I was sitting like second row too. I think I paid for like VIP or something. I think I was in charge of her social media that weekend. And I was like, in charge of videoing her and like recapping things for her social media, which was cray cray that I was actually doing that. And so I remember her saying that and looking around like, what did she just say? Because have you met my kids and my husband and my family and my extended family and my greedy, greedy grandpappy and my coworkers? Have you met my coworkers? And when she said that, everybody else agreed. So I'm going to play a clip, not from that Evolve, but it pretty much summarizes what I heard on that Evolve in that moment. And then I'm going to talk to you about it on the other side.
Parents often come to me and say, you know, Dr. Shefali, my kid just knows how to push my buttons. As a clinical psychologist, I can assure you and them, no, your kid doesn't know how to push your buttons. They don't know where your buttons are. They can't keep track of your 100 growing buttons a day. And they're not interested in pushing your buttons. They didn't come on earth here with one mission. Let me push my parents' buttons. No. They would rather you have no buttons. When we think like that, we create a separation between ourselves and our kids. This is unhealthy. It can become toxic. It gives us this superiority and this right to inflict our aggression onto them. And this is never a good thing. So instead, the next time you're triggered and you want to blame them for being so Machiavellian, mischievous and evil that they just know how to push your buttons, think to yourself this. Why am I being triggered? Why do I have buttons that can be pushed by a 2-year-old or a 10-year-old or even a 17-year-old? The buttons lie in me. The responsibility for whether they get pushed or not, the fact that they're there or not, lies in me.
Isn't that so good and like jaw-dropping and such a relief? Because a lot of times our kids get these labels and our spouses that get these labels of like they're manipulative, they're controlling, they're this, they're that. When they're like 2 years old, that they're trying to control all the things. They're just trying to assert their independence, which is normal of all humans. We did it when we were toddlers, too. And they just want their own autonomy in life because they have their own free will. And they know that at a soul level. They just don't know how to get it in the natural setting of being in our four walls. So when I heard that, I was like, wait a minute. And then I realized, this is so cool. Think about a keyboard. And if you're ever typing on a keyboard, there's lots of things that are going on. Even if it's a wireless keyboard, think about all the wires and the wireless that is going on, the Wi-Fi that is going on to get from the keyboard to your monitor that types out what you're trying to type. And the same thing works with our unconscious versus conscious part of our brains. Now, 80% of our thoughts are always going to be unconscious because the brain wants homeostasis. The brain does not want to work that hard. And that doesn't mean you're lazy. It doesn't mean I'm lazy. It just means that's how the cookie crumbles. So when we know this and we have a really big reaction, we can think of that button as our lesson, as our curriculum of what we need to learn, of why that created such a big reaction. Because a lot of times we think if we just had different kids who acted differently or a different spouse, then our buttons wouldn't be pushed. And that couldn't be further from the truth, because if you've ever been with your niece or nephew, or you've ever been a teacher or a counselor or a coach, or you've ever had neighbor kids over, you know that those kids don't push your buttons. How come? Because they're not attached to your keyboard. The reason why your own kids are attached to your keyboard is because of our ego. That's edging God out. That's what ego say they say stands for sometimes, which I think is so good, because the ego is coming from fear. It's coming from lack. It's coming from not good enough. We don't have that same ego when we're working with our students, or we're a counselor, or we're a coach, or our players, if we're a coach, or our niece and nephew, or our kids we're babysitting for, or when the neighbor kids come over. We don't have an ego. We're not edging God out with those kids. We just see those kids as being kids. We're like, oh, so that's why we react from this neutrality when we're working with other kids. But when it's our kids, it's so much harder because we're edging God out because the ego is taking over. So my lesson for all of you and for me as well is to follow the wires, even if they're wireless. Follow the imaginary wires from the keyboard to the explosive. And that is your lesson. That is the curriculum. That's when you ask the ego, because the ego is our friend. We're not mad at it. We're not angry at it. We're just, this is what happens when we're caught up in the moment. Sometimes we can't catch it in the moment, but when we become conscious and we're talking about it, whether it's for pocket coaching or with our siblings, or we're talking about it with our greedy, greedy grandpappy, that just brings a layer of accountability to it, where it just makes us more conscious about it. And then it's not so unconscious. It's not so, this happened, then I react. This happened, then I react. This happened, then I react. That's how we're going through life. And that's why most people reach out to me when they do, is because they're so tired of being caught up in the moment and saying it's easier said than done, which is true about everything in life. Everything's easier said than done. But when we're in the moment, we're not taking that pause to realize what's behind the button. What's the wiring that's going on? Because that button is actually your curriculum. Because you follow it just like you're doing one of those mazes when you were little and you had to follow the maze from like the mouse who's trying to get the cheese, and you followed the maze and you kept going through all the spaghetti and trying to find until you got the mouse to the cheese. The same thing works when our buttons are pushed. The child is not pushing our buttons. I promise on a stack of Bibles. This is such good news, because it doesn't mean that your child is manipulative, controlling, and all the other labels that we want to put on them, because we're in charge of our side of the street. And we can't blame our behavior on a toddler. We can't blame it on a teenager. We can't blame it on a five-year-old. It's what the ego wants to do. If our kid would just act in a different way, then I wouldn't act like Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But then you're just caught in this, what I call the crazy cycle, which I was caught in for 5 years, by the way. And I still get caught up in it. I'm just not caught up in it as much as I was. I'm not caught up in the spaghetti. But if you feel like you're caught up in the spaghetti, take some time to self-evaluate of why the reaction is so large. Go back to what is the fear underneath it. Follow the follow the spaghetti to the cheese, follow that string, and you'll realize that it goes, the brain goes from 0 to 100 so fast. Because you'll see a child on an iPad that's not listening when you tell them to get off, and then the brain will go and freak out. And then we have the reaction. But when we look behind what's the reaction, the brain always goes to homeless, and it homeless and on drugs on the under the bridge. When you really follow it and you keep going, the fear is always we're not good enough. So then our kids won't be good enough. And then they're going to be on the screens too much, which means they're going to fail out of school. Then that means they're going to drop out. Then that means they're not going to have a job. Then that means they're going to be homeless. Then they're going to try to be on drugs because they're so miserable on the streets. And see how quickly that goes. It's based in, it's rooted in fear and not being good enough. And when we think that we're not good enough, then we use our children as a barometer for how we're doing in parenting. And that will always lead to a lose-lose. That's why you feel like you're on the crazy cycle. But once you take a breath and you realize what's underneath the buttons and you follow that wire, so to speak, and you see what's underneath it, whether it's childhood trauma, the way you engaged with your parents, the way you engaged with your whoever raised you, the way you didn't engage with them, how we're trying to compare it to, well, this isn't how my relationship was with my mom, or this is how my relationship was with my mom, and I don't want this for my kids. And so sometimes we want something so desperately that we just work against it. Like, I don't want this. I don't want this. I don't want this. I swore I would never be like my dad. I swore I'd never be like my mom. I don't want to be like my mom. I don't want to be like that. And we tell ourselves that over and over and over. So then if you see a little bit of a fraction of it, then it's just like total explosion because we're telling the brain what we don't want versus what we do want. So when you know this, it empowers you that no one can push your buttons and you're only in charge of your side of the street. And when you get that power back, you take the pressure off your shoulders, which guess what? Takes the pressure off the kids' shoulders. And then everybody has more harmony in the home. I love you guys and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Hey mamas, thanks for listening. If you had any ahas, clicks, or those lightning bolt moments while listening, you have to check out my free parenting bootcamp where we take all of this to the next level and we try to create even more awakenings for ourselves so that we can connect more with our kids and never yell at them again. You can sign up at www.coachingkelly.com. And if you really want to fill up my love cup, send me an email of what your aha was, what your click was, what was that lightning bolt moment while you were listening. I want nothing more in life than for you to have harmony in your home and to learn how to be an imperfect mom like me, which allows your kids to be imperfect too, each and every day. Thanks for listening.